Good Day program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Dr. Pam Popper will join us in a few minutes. I noticed that the Postal Service is going to propose a cost-saving measure that will abolish next-day delivery for first-class mail. Have you noticed how much longer it's taking for mail to get to places than it used to? I'm having trouble.
Every time I send a check for my bills.
I'm seeing it when you get to the last minute or you forget about something, you pay an electric bill or whatever it is, and they're ready to cut you off, and you say, well, I mailed it. Well, we're not responsible for the mail.
Yeah, you know, I just called them last
Nobody's
week.
Nobody's responsible for the mail.
Yeah, I
Who's
called and complained last week.
You called the UPS? USPS?
I called the United States Postal Service, and I said, where is my publisher's clearinghouse $1 million check? I've been waiting for it for 20 years. It hasn't shown up yet. Where is it?
All right. So the standard of first-class mail.
They had no response, by the way.
I'm sure they didn't. From 1 to 3 days would be from 2 to 5 days. My God. And they think they're going to save this outfit by.
In 3 years,
service.
In 3 years, the cost of a stamp will be $4, and it'll go to 3 to 5 weeks.
Yeah. These changes are being proposed because they'll allow for significant consolidation of the entire postal network in terms of facilities, processing equipment, vehicles, and employee workforce. So this is how they help themselves with a $5 billion debt from last year. They need to pay a $5 billion retirement. They have to pay a $5 million, let me repeat this, $5 billion retirement check. Payment is due December 18th.
Wow.
$5 billion, and they don't have it.
The one thing that I really never thought about, though, and I just kind of have been hearing more about is, okay, so to get a letter to my mailbox, and I get, I don't know, 3 to 7 pieces of mail a day, let's say, and somebody's paid anywhere from, let's just say 44 cents, just to make it easy, okay? So on 3 to 7 pieces of mail. So you got a couple of dollars worth of revenue sitting in my mailbox every single day. And I would imagine that most of my neighbors get the same thing. So along my street, how much money has been generated for the post office by delivering those 3 to 7 pieces at 44 cents a piece along my street, which has 50 houses on it, okay? But let's say you live out in the middle of nowhere, Montana. And you are the only mailbox within miles of anything else. And somebody sends you 2 pieces of mail, 88 cents, and it costs the postal office an employee, a truck, sorting.
Right.
So let's say it costs $12 to get, or maybe even more with the gas, let's say it costs $25 to get those 88 cents worth of letters out to this nowhere Montana mailbox. And that really, I think, is one of the underlying things here that you know, I mean, I live in suburban Washington, you live in suburban Boston and Los Angeles, Jen's in Los Angeles, we never see this. So that's, you know, how do they fix that?
Yeah, but yeah, it's not easy to fix that, Richard.
No, it
is.
That's
a tough one.
Well,
that's
I tell you what, they have a post office and make people drive to the post office and get their mail.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so maybe that's the secret.
Well, that's one of the things
we're
talking
about.
Have
people go to the post office. Yeah, I know it is. Yeah. That might work. I mean, I have been many. You talk about those people or not everybody, just those people that live way out in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Yeah. I think that may be an idea worth considering. Dr. Pam Popper from the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio. We're going to talk about the celiac problem in America, gluten-free activists becoming more active. How does she advise those who have celiac problems to handle it? It'll be dietary, I'm sure of that, because that's her main message. Get what you need through diet. Meanwhile, let me help you with something else that you may need. That is good quality Christmas gifts. For the person who loves radio, who loves to listen to these sorts of spoken word programs that are admittedly on mostly AM radio stations, there's the CCEP radio, the Sea Crane radio, the EP. They have the Sea Crane Radio 2, which is the signature product, has the best AM reception. The EP is next right there when it comes to best-selling. Strong products from a company that all through its entire existence has done nothing but make radios. And they offer a 60-day, no-risk return policy if the radio isn't what you think it is supposed to be. And you said they say that they give the guarantee because nobody ever sends them back. Everybody appreciates simplicity with high performance, and that's exactly what you get when you have the EP radio. The EP radio looks like a radio that's been around for a while. It's quality. It's easy to find the stations. It's like no-brainer stuff, Richie. EP has similar performance characteristics to the best-selling Sea Crane radio. It's half the price. Amazing AM reception. And it runs on 4 D-size batteries. It's portable. Comes with an AC power cord as well. You know, earlier I was talking about this food that you need for emergency.
Right.
You need this radio for emergency as well. It certainly does complete the kit. That's a great way of putting it. Everybody appreciates high performance with simplicity, and that's what you get when you have the EP. The joy of listening comes back to radio when you call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-TUNE. Or you can go online to ccradio.com. That's Sea Crane Radio's website, ccradio.com. But you need to be on the horn to order these things to get them in time for Christmas. For the person you know who loves radio, call Sea Crane at 800-522-TUNE. That's 800-522-8863. When you order any of their radios, you get a free LED flashlight. Man, wait till you see how well this works and what quality we're talking about. 800-522-8863.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max. Like the Toshiba Satellite Laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff standing by. Stop in now.
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Price is good through 12/10.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
On to round 3. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry. I'm a hugger.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than 2 big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
Quarter past the hour. Derek Stephens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and I now with Dr. Pam Popper, who runs the wellness forum in Columbus, Ohio. One of the Sunday supplements, Pam, has an overview of gluten omega-3 products, the problems that celiac disease is in our country, and because you are mostly someone who promotes feed, like you're a cat and cow. I spent too much time with the cows. But their grain is the problem with celiac disease. Wheat is especially a problem, but most grains are a problem. So how many people come into you with a problem that is gluten based or celiac disease, and how do you solve the problem with them?
Well, let's start with celiac disease, and the way you solve the problem is that these people cannot consume any gluten. That means all grains containing gluten. Gluten is often an ingredient in certain foods, for example, highly processed soy sauces and things like that nature. So they really have to be diligent about keeping all gluten out of their diet. And then we have to do a little repair work to the GI tract, because usually these people go undiagnosed for a significant period of time, and they've really destroyed most of their beneficial bacteria, that sort of thing. So it's complete abstention for people with celiac. There's another level of gluten restriction for some people. I treat a lot of people with inflammatory bowel diseases, for example, and those people can't have high gluten foods, which are barley, rye, oats, and wheat. And so in some people, we restrict those foods too. But the good news is the vast majority of people don't have those problems, and they can consume grains without any problem at all. There is a growing movement right now of health professionals who I think are terribly misdirected, that are restricting grains for everybody. And I think that we need to be really careful that when we impose a restriction on somebody, it's for really good reason, because this is hard enough to do for many people without making it more difficult than it needs to be. So,
well, what would be the reason that somebody would put one on a grain-restricted diet? What are they saying?
Personal prejudice and ignorance. In other words, here in Columbus.
Don't hold back, Pam. I want you to tell us what you really think.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm so well loved by some of my colleagues, you know, because I couch everything so carefully to save their feelings. But
that's why you and I get along so wonderfully well, because there's no sense in pulling a punch.
You just have to call it what it is. I mean, if you look at studies on this, you know, at food allergies, for example, oral challenges often don't confirm what allergy testing shows and this sort of thing. We have a whole occupation, sub-occupation in the healthcare field that's grown up around this ridiculousness, it astounds me that a mile from my office is a practitioner who tells everybody that they come in contact with that they are allergic to grains and they're allergic to soy, and it's almost incomprehensible that everybody that shows up in that place would be allergic to those two foods. But it's the personal prejudice of the practitioner, and there's no room for that. There are a lot of choices that I make, for example, personally, that I don't tell other people to make. It's personal choice, and my goal and my role is not to inflict my personal choices on other people. It's to go where the science takes us when we make recommendations.
Well, I'm happy to not worry about science and inflict my own personal opinions on people. I don't necessarily. It's like the old story: don't let the truth get in the way of telling a good tale.
A good story.
We got 30 seconds. What about children that are needing to be gluten free?
Well, that's a little harder, because controlling it when the kids aren't with you as they get a little bit older is an issue. But I think what you have to do is go to every place where the kid gets food, school, friends' houses, etc., and make sure that everybody understands how serious this is, particularly if the child has celiac disease. Just can't have this stuff. It's similar to if every time you ate nuts, you went into anaphylactic shock. I mean, you make sure everybody who took care of your kids knew about that, right?
Wellnessforum.com. Check it out. Dr. Pam Popper here on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. storage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
It's time for us to get a little action going. One of our favorite items on the program is to pull out 5 songs that were hits during a particular year. This happens to be this week in 1976 that is upon us. We're going to play you 5 tunes, the top 5 songs according to Billboard magazine that week. And your job is to call us at 800-510-8255. And the person who wins is going to get a Sea Crane radio, because this is radio stuff, right? Top 5 songs. Put your thinking caps on. If you went to high school that year, this stuff is like, hello. These things, high school to college, very easy, because remember what the big songs were that year in your life. So who are these people and what are they singing as number 5? You'll tell us the name of the artist and the name of the tune, and we'll go from number 5 to number 4. Why not do that now, Richie?
Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam.
Who's singing this?
The jitterbug at Muskrat Land and the shield.
I thought this was the strangest song when I remember back in this era. What? Right now. Story like this, wait. All right, so this is number 4, artist and tune title. Number 3, this is not going to be too hard. Unique sound these guys have. How many of them left? Still got great memories of these songs.
The one's not dead yet.
Working on it. Alright. Number 3. That's number 3. Number 2 this week in 1976. Never liked this song. Never, ever, never liked it. Nope. Never liked this song.
Billy Soul.
I love the group.
Billy Soul.
Love the group, but I don't like this song. Alright, what's the name of the group and the artist? We go to number 1. This will be easy. Number 1 for this week in 1976. Alright, you're gonna have to play for that. Okay. Identify the songs quickly. We'll go back through them from number 5 to number 1. You tell us what they are, and you win a Sea Crane radio just in time for Christmas. Here we go. Number 5 again.
Now I don't need no superstar, cause I'll accept you.
Of all the songs on this list this week, this is my favorite.
This one may be the toughest because you have to identify 2 people.
Yeah, I don't think I know them.
They're married. You don't know this one?
Oh, wait, this is...
And then we had the husband and wife team doing this and the husband and wife team doing the next one.
Right, that's exactly
this
right.
This one I've got.
That's number 4. Number 3, no wives involved in this, just brothers. Number 2 from this week in 76.
In Philadelphia.
Yep, number one.
I think strippers.
Right.
He used to have
skinny blonde models
back in the day.
Yeah. And then he'd bring her to bed with him.
Probably.
800-510-8255. That's the Good Day call in line. Identify those songs. Win a Sea Crane radio for Christmas. All right, the holiday tradition thread is part of what's going on at DougStephan.com today. Also, Richie, you were telling us the story. I forget, was that on the air or off the air when you're telling us about Sean bringing you a beer at 10:30 because he's collecting
off the
caps?
Air.
Off
you
the
always
air, okay.
Tell those good stories off the air.
Yeah, well, I tell the stories on the air.
Doug's usually driving the conversation in a different way when we're on the air. Sean decided he wanted to buy me a case of beer for my birthday, which was this past weekend, and he bought me Janet did actually, but he bought me a case of microbrews, just different variety pack. And every single morning he's bringing me a beer at like 9 o'clock in the morning, 10:30, saying, "Daddy, open his beer," so he can get the cap off of it. A lot of fun, but dude.
So what did you get for your birthday? In 10 seconds.
I got a case of beer. I got lots of food and lots of fun with my family.
Good. That's what birthdays are all about.
That's it.
All right. We continue. I'm in Israel. Richie's in Washington. Jennifer's in California as usual. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Apple has been in a legal battle with Samsung over whether or not the company copied the designs of the iPad and iPhone. The California court denied an injunction to ban the sale of a series of Samsung devices, stating that Apple had not proved that they were being harmed by Samsung. In other news, technology may make lying a thing of the past, or at least something more easy to catch. Researchers have been working on software algorithms that can detect emotional speech patterns and accurately detect a lie. The Air Force-funded project can detect a lie 70% of the time. And finally, a survey by the Pew Research Center found that the majority of adults go online for no good reason whatsoever. 74% of those surveyed stated that they go online simply to pass the time. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stephan's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Dear Santa, I've been a loyal elf, but I'm wearied of making choo-choos, dollies, and the exclusionary politics of reindeer games. So I'm leaving you for Office Max. They sell gifts for less, sir. Laptops, tablets, e-readers, and more. They have highly trained helpers and elfyourself.com. Oh, I'll miss the way you ho, ho, ho. But I'm going tech, sir. Going tech.
Get a Kindle now, only $79, and a Nook Color for $199. Gifts for less at Office Max. Offer in store only. Prices good through 12/10.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false, Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car?
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
For five minutes, and you haven't been paying attention.
And then when we're going to come back, you always be, what do you mean? What do you mean?
I'm busy preparing myself.
Oh, okay.
Actually,
I'll tell you if you want a quick version.
Yeah, okay. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Roberta has left for a very important appointment with the dentist, wherever she's going. All right, so, and once in a while, if not all, this is why in the New World Order, at some point this year, I am going to fix it. I'm going to have somebody fix it so that the conversations that we have are all recorded in the off. And then the good ones that we actually can lay claim to, we'll have them so that you can listen to them as a podcast. That is, the ones that aren't laced with stuff that would embarrass. Yeah. Hi, Rich, how are we doing on, before I get off on my observations from Israel, top five songs this week in 1976?
Let's take a look here. Let's try...
paying attention to what's going on.
Susie.
All right. Susie, hi, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing all right, Doug, and I wished I was over there with you.
Do you? Well,
it's so neat. One thing, it's really neat. You're broadcasting from over there, and it's like you're in the next room. It's just wonderful.
That is neat, isn't it? Technology is great. It's good stuff. Okay, so speaking of technology, we played for you the top five songs this week in 1976. We want you to identify the Richie, is she got a radio on, or is that just me and how I'm hearing it?
That's you. Okay. I don't have it on.
So there's a little bit of a difference between me being here and being back in the States, but not a whole lot. Okay, so your job is to tell us who sings in the name of these top five songs starting at number five. You ready to do that?
I'm going to try.
All right, here we go, Richie. Go ahead.
You don't have to be a superstar by Astrid Simpson.
Oh.
No, that's too bad. Out already. Yeah, that's the right idea.
I got more of them.
Well, you got to do them in order.
Yeah.
That's cute. Yeah. Very cute.
All right, so let's try Laurie here.
Hi, Lori. Welcome to the day. How are you doing?
Well, good morning. I'm doing great.
That's good. Where are you?
Up in Anchorage, Alaska.
Oh, very good. Now, we're really separated. Now, you really are a half a world away from me because they're in a different time zone than the West Coast. One more hour beyond. So you're a world away. It's like we were next-door neighbors right now having a conversation. Is that cool?
I think it's very cool, yeah.
Mm. All right, let's see how cool you can be identifying these songs from number 5 to number 1. What's the name and who is it that's doing this song?
You Don't Have to Be a Star by Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr.
Number 4.
Muskrat Love by Captain and Tennille.
3.
That's the Bee Gees, Love So Right.
Number 2. She's got energy.
That's the Spinners and Rubber Band Man.
Wow.
Number 1 song this week in 1976 is?
And that would be Rod Stewart, Tonight Tonight.
Wow.
Listen how excited she is. Yes, nice job.
Yeah.
All right, so what were you doing during this week in 1976, my dear?
You know, I think I was about 8 years old, so I'm not quite sure.
Wow.
But I love this music.
You got a good memory
music.
For the music. Yeah, no,
yeah, I love this music. This was fun music to grow up to.
Yeah, it sure was. And you're a fun lady. I'm glad that you're here. We're going to send you one of these Sea Crane radios that I think you will enjoy. As a matter of fact, you heard me talking earlier about the EP, which is very, very cool. And I think you will like getting that. Maybe you'll be so moved as to get one for one of your friends, somebody that you care about as well. You can't give this one away, though. You have to keep this one. This one.
I will keep it. I've been looking for one. So we live remote in the summer. I think it'd be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, you need to get them for everybody. Get them for your husband, for your relatives, friends, because they will love these radios. They are cool, cool, cool. All right, thank you. Have a great holiday season. Nice to have you on the program. Stand by here for a second. I think Michael or somebody's going to talk to you and get all that stuff straightened out. So I do want to have time every day while I'm here in Israel for my observations. I have, and I'll probably have 3 or 4 every day. One of them that I am most intrigued with, Jennifer, is the fact that over here you can't escape the Occupy Wall Street movement. Driving through Jerusalem to the, going through the main drag, there's a big, it's like a big park, it's an open area, and it's in the center core of the city around which a lot of businesses are either headquartered or, there's big high rises. It's really the center of the city. And so I said to Avi, who's the fellow who's in charge of me being over here, I said, "What's that?" He said, "Well, that's your Occupy movement over here. They've got tents built. They have people on the lawns. They have protesters." So if you think that we are alone, you know that we aren't. And the fact that these people over here are protesting the basics, the same stuff that we have protesters protesting, there are people upset with the government here, people upset with the money moguls, and, you know, whether they are being fair, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It just really interests me to see how, and I've said this before, but I now really underscore it, these protests are going on all over the world. You can't have one in China. But because this is going on all over the world, it'll take place. It'll happen in China. There aren't many of them going on in Russia, but they're all over Europe, and they're all over the Middle East. And this one is being called the Occupy movement. These Occupy protesters are here, and they're protesting, according to Avi, the same things that we are having protests about. So that's one of my first observations coming through town today. Another one in the local newspaper is a headline about President Obama, who has now a 54% approval rating among Israelis. There are a lot of people here who are worried about Iran developing nuclear weapons, and Obama has said, you know, nothing doing, although this is a low percentage for an American president who, I mean, his approval rating is lousy everywhere, but 54% this past weekend of Israelis expressed a favorable view of President Obama.
So that is lower than usual, because...
Yes.
What is
right.
it? Okay.
39% have strong negative views about him, and the rest of them are, you know, just kind of, oh, well, he's just there. But the point is, Jennifer, that so many people here, as is the case in the rest of the world, every time you travel anywhere, one of the things that you're taken back by is how much news of America. I often say, and not laughingly anymore, I get more news about what's going on at home from the foreign press than I do reading the American press, because the American press is so bad, and they don't follow these stories. At any rate, Obama is involved in this whole business about the relationship because he's been seen as weak. George Bush was pretty popular here because he made no bones about the fact that, you know, during his time, we are the key supporter of Israel.
Right.
And so now...
Well, Obama had that little gaffe a few months ago that had Israel all mad
but
at
you got to understand...
Saying he wanted to go back to the pre-67 borders.
Right. But Netanyahu is a conservative, and Obama isn't.
Right.
When there was somebody... Now, before Netanyahu, the previous prime minister wasn't necessarily a conservative, and I don't remember how he got along with Bush. You know, you forget, this stuff all becomes a blur after a while. Anyway, the president was in New York raising money for his campaign, and so the question was asked by Jack Rosen, who's chairman of the American Jewish Congress. He wanted to make sure he put Obama on the spot and on the record when it came to his support, because a lot of the people that were there, they were trying to get money out of, were Jewish contributors. So, you know, that's what's going to happen. But again, this is a front page stuff in Jerusalem. What the American president said about our relationship with Israel at a fundraiser in New York. And then find that it makes its way back here. I find that fascinating. Another observation that I will have that I think is also very telling about what happens. You know, we were talking about this place as a cultural mainstay, a place for tourism. I'm going to try to do this time. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do it, but I'm going to try to go into some of the areas that are near here that have so much archaeology, so much history. The culture of the past is unfolding. And I noticed that they're now teaching college-level classes to people. They do that a lot here and in Europe. We don't do it so much at home, I don't think. I mean, I can't, in my mind, find where you would go to a college and just take a course for no credit. But it's taught by the history profs and the archaeology profs, the religion profs, the economy. We have economics departments in many of our colleges, and they're teaching these. They're people from all these different disciplines that are teaching these courses to the people who are either here and that are natives or people who are coming in as tourists. And I find it fascinating. This is a course that lasts 3 hours a night that people are taking. And it is, if I were here, I would do this. This is the sort of stuff I love. I don't know how much of my drift you get when you hear me talking about things like this, but this sort of stuff really turns me on. I'm fascinated by history, archaeology. I remember seeing the Terracotta Warriors. Do you even know what they are? Anybody else know what the Terracotta Warriors are?
The ones in China? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they were originally made centuries ago, and they were placed in the bunkers where Chinese leaders, this state, would be buried. And in this particular instance, I'm trying to remember which emperor. It wasn't an emperor. I don't remember who it was. But they built these terracotta warriors all around to protect this leader of China as he moved on into the next world. Not unlike what was done in the Middle East when pharaohs would die and they'd put them in the... into the pyramids, and they'd be, you know, wrapped up in all kinds of things, and that's where the Sphinx is, and supposed to be protecting the emperors that are inside, or the, you know, not King Tut and whoever else is there. Well, a lot of ancient traditions have these situations that develop, and they build these terrific monuments to their leaders, and many of them go back thousands of years. And they tell you an awful lot about what was going on in that country at that period. And I think that's why they're so fascinating. And so these courses, you know, are available, and a lot of people take them. They're much more involved. People in Israel and basically in the Middle East are much more involved in their history than we are in ours. I think it's one of the real shortcomings of our educational system in America. We are very woefully lacking in teaching people about where we come from, and how our country has matriculated to where it is today. We are doing an awful, awful job of that. So I laud the people over here who are doing it, and the kids and adults all seem to be very interested in it. There's much, but you could hear it talking. In the last hour, we had one of the captain from the Israeli armed forces here, and he was an American, but he was fascinated. He came over here because of the cultural stuff and because of the family connections and that sort of thing. And, you know, you take your hat off. Would we do, would people be coming to our country to do the same thing? Maybe we're too young and we wouldn't have that same thing that, you know, people coming here would, if let's say we have a lot of people that come to our country from Germany. Would the Germans suit up and come over here to be a part of the American Army? I don't think so. Do you, I mean, can you think of a correlation, Richie, to how well, that happens in the world? I can't imagine anybody, the French who have connections to America, French families who have connections to America, they're going to come over here and join the American Army? I mean, you see it happening with some of the illegals now that are coming over here, but I don't think you see it like...
There are plenty of non-citizens who help us defend our country, enlist and help us defend our country, yes.
But not to the extent that I think these people do it over here. Anyway, it's 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com, but Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max, like the Toshiba Satellite Laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Prices good through 12:10.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud Print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looks so smart. This week at OfficeMax, save up to $50 on Kodak Hero all-in-one printers. This week only at OfficeMax. Valid through Saturday, December 10th. Lowest total ink replacement cost as compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
Identity theft can be a problem during the holidays, as seasonal distractions can cause consumers to forget about protecting the confidential information that they generate this time of the year. As we kick off the holiday shopping season, Fellows Incorporated, the leading shredder manufacturer, is raising awareness about the crime. Nancy Heaton, the Senior Global Marketing Manager for Fellows, provides more information.
Our holiday season habits can leave us vulnerable to identity thieves. The easiest way to protect yourself and your family from identity theft is to properly destroy no longer needed documents like store receipts, credit card statements, and travel papers. Use a cross-cut paper shredder, like Fellows P12C, to destroy them into unrecognizable shreds, ensuring identity thieves can't piece together your confidential information. Fellows innovative paper shredders also make great gifts, so help protect your loved ones year-round by giving one this year.
For more information, visit fellows.com. That's F-E-L-L-O-W-E-S.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, is here with a story about ADHD and information that's linked to a genetic connection, Ken?
Dug out this week in the medical journal Nature Genetics, variations in genes involved in brain signaling pathways appear to be linked to attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, what we call ADHD. And the good news is the findings suggest that drugs that act on these pathways, Doug, may offer a new treatment option for ADHD patients with the gene variants.
What about this 3D TV and what impact it has on children?
American Epilepsy Society annual meeting in Baltimore this week. Children with epilepsy did not appear to be faced with an increased risk for seizures while watching 3D TV. However, the results did reveal that about 1 in 5 of these children is vulnerable to other unpleasant reactions when watching 3D television, including nausea, headaches, and dizziness.
Great. So keep your kid away from 3D, period, end of story. Dr. Ken here on Good Day at 51 past the hour.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Christmas season on Good Day, where we get the opportunity, some Christmas music, especially we get into our movie moments with the movie man Chuck Curry. This is Michael Keaton as an example, doing Frosty the Snowman from the movie Jack Frost in 1998. Frosty the Snowman. I don't remember. Chucker, okay. She got it right away. I have the slightest, foggiest recollection of this movie. Not a bit. But
it's an okay watchable movie, but really nothing more. If you're a fan of Michael Keaton, you might like it.
Yeah, which I am, and I did.
You know, originally George Clooney was cast in that part, but backed out
really?
A few months before filming, and I think he's probably happy he did that, and then Michael Keaton took it over. I still cannot believe that Michael Keaton is 60 years old. I can't believe it.
Wow. It's hard to believe.
Guy's had a long career.
You are younger. Yeah. He's still viable for any.
But you know what? I wrote an article on my blog about him a few months ago. Michael Keaton should have had the career that Tom Hanks had, the longevity, the diversity of roles, and after he backed out of doing Batman for the third time, his career really somewhat imploded. I don't know if he was blackballed or he didn't get the parts that he wanted, but he's way too talented to have the career he's had in the last 15 years, which is. Not a lot in movies.
Yeah, that's true.
Interesting observation. Chucker's observations, by the way, there for your reading. The blog is called Entertainment Today and Beyond, and you can get to it by going to DougStephan.com. Click on Chuck's picture in the contributors box and read all about his video DVD thoughts. There was a study out about 3D and its impact on children. Not good, Chucker.
Really?
Not good. Yeah, not good.
In what way?
It gets to
giving
their,
them headaches and nausea and all kinds of other physical side effects.
Especially if you have kids with epilepsy, really bad for them.
I think movie fans are rejecting 3D. You know, there's a big cinema movie theater at my mall with a big screen. It cost an adult $13 to see a 3D movie on that big screen.
Oh, $13. Look out for that. Let's get to today's movie, another Christmas-themed movie. We'll have them all the way through Christmas every day here on Good Day. Listen to the three audio clues. If you know what the movie is, you'll call us at 800-510-8255 for the swell prize. Here's the first clue.
I guess I'm the new Christmas guy.
Got
it. Richie usually says at this point, got it. He doesn't have it.
I don't.
All right. Next clue then, Richie.
On Christmas morning, we woke up and sat on the kitchen floor. Ate French fries and drank chocolate milk.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't planned. It wasn't organized. Nobody had to enter it into their BlackBerry. It just happened.
Who's that?
I think it is, the little
play
blonde
the last
beauty.
Clip. And you
yeah, here we go. Yeah.
I'm not going to stop until I have the biggest and brightest light display in the world. I also, I really want my house to be seen from space.
Yeah.
All right, so this is the number one movie during this week in 2006. What's the name of it? 800-510-8255. Chucker has movie news in 30 seconds with the results of the weekend tally at the box office in the focus.
Macy's declares Friday National Believe Day. To celebrate, the Make-A-Wish Foundation will grant wishes across America, and you can help. For every stamped letter to Santa that you bring to Macy's on Friday, we'll give an additional dollar to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's in addition to the up to $1 million already committed. Together, we can collect more than a million reasons to believe. Drop off your Santa letter Friday during Macy's National Believe Day.
Hi, Chucker. What do we have from this past weekend? Nothing exciting, it looks like.
Not really. It was the second worst box office weekend of the year as ticket sales continued to be on the downward path. Twilight, The Breaking Dawn Part 1, number one film for the third straight weekend. This has performed well. $17 million over the weekend, $247 million in 3 weeks. That's a good number. The Muppets, even though good word of mouth and good critical praise, took a 60% hit in ticket sales week to week, $11.2 million in business, and $6 million in 2 weeks of release. That's why I don't buy by the word of mouth theory. I never really believed that theory. People go what they want. They're predetermined of what they want to see, and they see it or they don't. Hugo expanded to 600 screens more and still dropped off 30%. Not a good sign. Just $25 million in 2 weeks of release, 7.6 over the weekend, to place third. Arthur Christmas also underperforming, number four, 7.3 over the weekend, $25 million in 2 weeks. And Happy Feet 2, which is a financial disaster for its studio, is $51 million in business in 2 weeks of release on a budget of almost $150. So overall,
who's that movie?
Happy Feet.
Happy Feet 2.
Good.
Happy Feet 2. Yep. Way down from the original.
Yeah.
All right, nobody's got this movie either from 2006. It's Deck the Halls. That's the movie that was part of...
Long Range.